Parshas Emor, you have the Pasuk that defines this period of time. Usfaitim lochem, mocho as haShabbos, yoyim haviyachem, misoyim haTzinufa, sheva shaboso istmimo istiyana. Torah tells us the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Usvartem Lochem Yoyim Mimochos HaShabbos Yoyim Aviyachem Esoyim HaTzmufo 7 complete weeks Ad Mimochos HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisbu Chamishim Yoyim Yekraftem Mincho Chadosho HaShem. Very interesting mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, which we're oisik in right now. The first diyuk that we have in the pasuk is the lashon of Sfaratim Lochem. What's Lochem? Sfaratim, count, Lochem. Count for you, Lochem. Sfaratim, we could have just said Sfaratim, you should count. Some learn, we learn out from here, that there's a mitzvah called Echad Ve'Echad to be Sofer. Even though we know normally mitzvahs that are made with the Dibur, to be Yotzi Shomei Ka'ayin, and you listen, somebody says it, but you hear, everybody has to say themselves. But that itself needs to be a, why is this mitzvah different? But you won't have to say it for yourself. Imocharas HaShabbos, from after Shabbos, also needs understanding. There's no date mentioned when you start counting Sfira. In fact, Mimachras HaShabbos is very, very, very interesting because it's not 100%. It's a remez. Mimachras HaShabbos means Mimachras HaPesach, not Mimachras HaShabbos. So why are we saying Mimachras HaShabbos, we mean Mimachras HaPesach? And why aren't we being specific day? Why are we calling Mimachras HaShabbos? Say you should count for the Tezva Zayin the year. We can't say a date. But about writing a date in the Torah, many times the Torah says a date when things start. Thirdly, Ad Mimochos HaShabbos Tisbu Chamishim Yoyim, count 50 days. Yekraftem Mincha Chadosh LaHashem, and then offer Mincha Chadosh LaHashem. It's very interesting. But mice, at the end of the day, we don't count 50 days. I don't know, unless there's a problem with the printing of the Siddur on the first time. A serious problem, we had for generations of a mistake. But we're not counting 50 days, we're only counting 49 days. What does we count 50 days? I think the Rosh said we have to speak to the people who wrote the Siddur. The problem, the famous Machlozit, it's the Siddur and the Chumash. Siddur says we count 49 days. The Chumash says count 50 days. Thirdly, what is this counting for? What are we counting for? What are we counting? We're counting to the day of Matan Torah. We're counting to the day of the receiving of the Torah. That's what we're counting for. We count from after Pesach till Shavuot. Now Shavuot, we receive the Torah, so we're counting to the day of Matan Torah. I mean, Rabbi, I don't know, between me and you, I know that, you know, your cousin's bar mitzvah is an important event, so you can put it up in the shul, you know. The Torah doesn't tell us anything about that it's Yom Matan Torah. It's count to 50 days, and then celebrate Matan Torah. Pella Otzon, Rabbi Yisrael. The Torah doesn't say anything. What are you counting? Count 50 days and bring a korban. So some learn that Echanami. We hear that the MS, the counting, has nothing to do with Matan Torah. It's accounting for counting from the time we bring the carbon ha'oimer till we bring the carbon shtei alecha. Count. And the mice has nothing to do with Matan Torah. Therefore, today, count, we don't have those kabbalahs, it's only the Rabbana. But the Rashi, the Rambam says, the counting for Yisrael today is the Raisa. And we're counting for Matan Torah. So don't you think we should say, okay, count to the 50th day and boom, celebrate. No mention what you do on the 50th day is Matan Torah. No mention to it. And the Chinuch says the whole counting is that we're like this Eved, who can't wait for the day, that momentous day, that unbelievable day, when we're going to get the Torah. Wouldn't it make sense that we should mention the Torah? Tell us. So we want to say like this. This even came up with a new mahalach, Be'ez Hashem. But you say God over by side. We want to save Shadis as that. And we want to try to understand what we're doing by in the midst of Sfiras Ha'Oyim. I have another kasha by side. We're counting the days to Matan Torah, right? So, L'Choyra, when we're counting the days, L'Choyra we should be counting after the day is finished. We just finish another day, we got past another day. We might as well don't do that. We count, last night we counted the 30th day, but we didn't go through the 30th day yet. The 30th day came afterwards. If we're saying we counted, each day passed, we count 30 days passed, 31 days passed, or maybe like the Chen. Other people ask, even better, we should count the days that we're finished. You know, what are we counting upwards? But even more so, why do we start the day with the calendar? So it says Tmimois, that's the Tmimois, which is the beginning of the day, but I want to understand that. I think there's a very, very deep soid in the midst of Sfiras Ha'Oyim that we can learn out tremendous, tremendous from this. So does as follows. I believe that the Yisroel of Mitzvah Sfiras Ha'Oyim Rabbeinu, and why no day is mentioned at all for Matan Torah, the point of the, or could be in the Torah, I am upon the Torah, so there are many different roots in, but I want us to come out, is that the Torah wanted us to understand the value of every single day. The Torah wanted to us to understand and appreciate what it means, a single day of life. That even a single day of life is so precious and so valuable, it's the most precious commodity that we have, that every day that's in front of us, the accomplishments that we can strive for and accomplish are something that makes that day worthwhile and special, and makes that day something unique in its own. We're counting from Pesach to Shavuos. On Pesach we offer the korban called Ha'Omer. What does the oimer consist of? Barley. Barley, as the Mephoshim say, is animal fodder. Food. We count 50 days, or 49 days, for Matan Torah, which is wheat. We offer the wheat carbon, which is food that's fit for humans. An animal cannot understand. Does not understand the value of a day. He goes out, whatever he has to do, he does. There's no strategy, there's no planning of accomplishment for that day. There's no feeling of responsibility that day has to be accomplished. There's no counting of that day. A human is expected to make every day count, to make every day special, and every day of a person's life is used out for fulfillment and achievement. As we mentioned last week of Lisa, they were in the 49th level of Tuma. They went all the way to the 49th level of Taira in 49 days. You know what an accomplishment that is? How is it possible? The answer is, every single day counted. Every single day there was an accomplishment. Every single day there was a moving forward. Every single day was another opportunity to achieve. I want to say about a big finish, I want to say. You know why we don't say when Matan Torah today, if Matan Torah is? Because the Yesod of the counting of 49 days is to be machshiv one day. Every single day. When we've done it over 49 times, the same machshiv of the day, now we've already ingrained in us the chashivas of what a day is. And then we celebrate the greatest of days, the giving of Matan Torah. But we're not necessarily only celebrating the day. Of course, we said we got the Torah today. We're celebrating the day, a day, the chashivas of a day. And that day can be any time during the year. But 49 days straight of focusing, of planning, of being soifer, of making an accounting of my accomplishment day in, day out, I now can appreciate what a day is. And then I'm machshiv that day, of the yeshivas of one day. It happens to be that day is Matan Torah. So it comes out of us, you were celebrating the yeshivas of a day. It has to come after 49 days. It has to be from Pesach to Shavuos. But it's not that specific day. It's the chashivas of the day. It's the chashivas of the yom. So it's going to turn out every year on Shavuos. But we're machshiv the yom. We're machshiv the chashivas of what a day means. We're machshiv the chashivas of what we can accomplish. And this is so important, Rabbi Yisai, for us. And this could be the pshan, tisbu chamishim yom, the 50 days when Leila count. Because what's the purpose of counting, Rabbi Yisai? Again, what's the purpose of counting? To give chashivas for the day. Once we've counted 49 times, the Torah says, you've ingrained into your brain what a day means. The 50th day is Memela counted. Memela can be mashav, because you've already ingrained what a chashivas is, what a day means. So you don't have to really count it. It's going to be counted. The purpose of counting, mashav it. If the 49 days of counting, you're having mashav the yoim, you've now ingrained in yourself what a chashivas of a yoim is. Memela on the 50th day when it's chal, it's going to be memela machshiv to you. That's counting. The counting is going to make chashivas. The 50th day is going to be counted because it's chashiv memela after 49 days. Memela, you don't have to count it. It's being counted memela. But the lesson of this story is unbelievable. What the story of what we have to learn is here. That's what I say. It says, Mimochlas HaShamas. I would say, you know what? Svira has to start on the most chashiv day of the year. It should start on Yom Tov. Chashiv day. Svira should start on Shabbos. It should start on chashiv day. It's Svira. No. Count Mimochlas HaShabbos. After Shabbos. Because we're not, the day is not special because of what happened, let's say, on the day. The day is special because I am machshiv the day. I give chashivas to the day. I appreciate the day. I take the day and make it count. So the day is not chashiv because it's a special day. It's mimochras haShabbos. It's after the Shabbos. It's after Yom Tov. It's not chashiv because it's a Yom Tov day. It's chashiv because I'm going to make it a chashiv the day. I'm going to be machshiv the day. I'm going to make something special of the day. I'm going to use it out to its fullest. I'm going to make every day count. That's why the Torah said, Mimochras HaShabbos. It's not because the day is special, because it's essentially special. It's intrinsically special. It's special because I'm counting it. It becomes chashiv because I'm machshiv it. When we count something, it's precious to us, Rabbi Yisai. What if people count the most? The guys are thinking in their minds now, their money. How many times a day a guy goes into his pocket? You know he have 60 shek in there. Okay, let me get again. Is it 320 or 220? Oh, 320 is good. 10, 15 minutes later, he pulls it out again. One, It's three. I know it's three. Back in his pocket again. How many times are you counting it? Nobody's in paper. What are you getting so excited with? And so he goes to the bank and he goes to cash his check in the money changer, and the guy uses his machine. He did it four times in the machine. The guy outside. One, two, three. I did it six times in the machine. The machine has never made a mistake in his life. One, two, three, four, five. It's only 22 shekel. What are you counting it so much? One, two, three, four. What are you counting it so much? Every shekel, by this precious. You ever see a guy who lost five shekels? His mom is just going out of his pants. You gotta be careful. I said, what's wrong? I said, sure. I thought you have to call the Chavre Kadisha. You know, his mom is coming to Yeshiva. What's wrong? Chaz v'sholom? No, no, Baruch Hashem. It's not Chaz v'sholom. What could be wrong? Chaz v'sholom. You know, what happened? What could be wrong? Chaz v'sholom. You hurt your body, something you had to go to the doctor. No, not that day. What could be wrong? Maybe you didn't show up to Shia today. What could be wrong? Why are you so upset? I missed the Shia Shmuzes. What could be wrong? You know what's wrong, Rebbe? I had this five shekel in my tent, in the top shelf over here. I'm going to the guy's room. His mom's flipped like there was a ganav in the room. Every corner of the thing. He's looking in, you know, in the other cabin over there. Maybe somehow it rolled that five shekel out. It goes outside the window, climbing from the middle. He's doing dangerous stunts, climbing on top of cupboards. Calm down. What's going on? Five shekel. You know what? That five shekel. I lost five shekel. What's he going crazy? Because money counts by him. Money's chashim. Money's chashim. Something that a person's mashim counts it. He makes something, he to it. He treats it with special chashivas. Like this is the Yisod HaSfira Sa'olim Rabbi Yisrael. The whole Yisod HaSfira Sa'olim Rabbi God today is the mashim a day. That's all Rabbi Yisrael, that's it. The Torah wants you mashim what a day is. A day in the life of. What could be accomplished? What you can do? How much a person can do in one day of his life? And 49 days do it again? And that's what we do at the beginning of the day, at the end of the night. Today is the 30th. What am I going to do? Well, how is this 30th day going to be different? In the time of the Chazal, they did every day another Siluk of the Tumah and heading forward. And by us also. The Torah warns that Sphere Sa'olim just says out today. It's 29 days. It's in. Did you count? What day is it? I don't know. I'm away every year. I miss the day. By the third day, I'm already confused. The second or third day. Every year, the same thing. I miss it. But, you know, especially Ben Hazman, forget about it. You have to do Sphere Sa'olim. You have to start with this man. It's Ben Hazman. I'm guaranteed. Forget it. I'm not holding by the Oymer already. And the Maisa Sovah Shal Dovah, Chazal wants to put a big emphasis on the spirit that we should say, every day, another day is ahead of us. We march of the day. And we learn to march of the day. We learn to understand that every single day of our lives could be a Matan Torah. Every single day could be a Matan Torah. Every single day could be an accomplishment Shein Kamayu. The Gemara says in Chagiyah Gimel, the Merdeka Maisa, Zog Tikimore Chagiga. Unbelievable. Rav Idi Avuad Rav Yaakov Aridi. Rav Idi, the father of Yaakov Aridi. Having ruggled, have also closer Yarchi Beruche. He would go 3 months on the way. 3 months he would travel. V'chad yoyma b'bei Rav. And we spent 1 day in the Beis Medrash. He lived 3 months away from the Beis Medrash. 3 months that took him to get to the Beis Medrash. And 3 months to go back. So the ma'aseh between Pesach and Sukkot. It's 6 months between the Yom Tov. So he wanted to be home for Yom Tov. So mail he would travel. He'd tell on his way, my dear, I'm going to Beis Medrash. See you in 3 hours? No, 3 months. Kitsi, he went on the way. Elamais, he's on his way. 3 months it took him to get to the Beis Medrash. How long did he stay in the Beis Medrash? But it was a great man. Most people would love this man. It was unbelievable, but they had the plane ticket already. As they came in, it was a return ticket. 3 months to get there? and one day in the base. One day in the base. And then it was 3 months back. 3 months back. So long, Rebbe. Had a good zman. Excellent zman. Imam Dittmavan is the best man ever. No batola. Baruch Hashem. And Imam said 3 months back. And he came back to his house. And then he spent yontif. And again, the same process. Zok to Gemara. So Lamaisa korule Rabbonon, Rabbonon made a little joke about it. They called him Bar Bei Rav Dechad Yoyma. The Bar Bei Rav, the base medrash, the one day base medrash bacha. I don't want to make fun of it. I have a lot of those guys here. But anyway, they made fun of it. The one day a year base medrash bacha. We have the 1 hour a day base medrash bacha. Baruch Hashem. But Lamaisa, the one day a year base medrash bacha. So they're making fun. Nafik Rav Yechonon, the base. Amal Rav Yechonon, Matusiminach, Leitanish, Lahu Rabbana. Don't be manish. Why are you making fun? Nafik Rav Yechonon, the Medrishos, Dr. Chazal. The Hedek Rav Yechonon went to the base Medrish. The Dorash, Oisi, Yoim, Yoim, Yidrishun. You should be Dorish me every day. Vidas, Rachayach, Batsun. Vichibi, Yoim, Dorishin, Oisoi. The Belayle, Dorishin, Oisoi. What do you mean? You be Dorish me. Seek me out by day, not by night. I have a tenant for this chazal. By night, there's other things to do, but Ela Oyla, but the chazal didn't answer that way. By night, you're supposed to be amazing. Ela Oymecha, Kala Oysek Batoira, Filo Yoim Echot Bishana. Ma'ala Ela Kosuv, Kilo Osa Kol Hashana Kula. If you learn one day in the base medrash, don't get any ideas about that. It's like you learned the entire year in the base medrash. Talking about a person who couldn't learn other days. Just to get the wreckage break. I don't want anybody coming back to me, but Rebbe said 1 day is enough. This means a person who couldn't learn, he could only learn 1 day. He had to travel back to be with his family. Chazal ki ilulomad kol hashon akum. Like he learned the entire year, that 1 day. He was, the boy said, let's picture the scene of us. You had the opportunity 1 day. 1 day, it's 1 day a year. The base medrash day. The whole year you're busy. Imagine the guys coming in, not 45 minutes at the coffee in his place. And he goes back, walks around, there's another 7 laps. He's lapping back and forth. We're buying a bunch of extra clickers. For those of you guys who want to know how many laps they do during the day. Every time you walk around this way and that way, this way and then that way. You go around the whole campus, you can click 5 times. And you go this way and that way. You can hear in, out, back, forth. It's good that we only have 2 entries in the base medrash. Anyway, Kitzer, he's back, he's through, he's here, he's going there. Kitzer, he would be in the base, Mama Jonah, he has 1 day, 1 day. They say one of the Altamah Gidim used to say over, can you imagine what they said? Can you imagine the scene of what they said? All of a sudden, in Shemayim is declared that tomorrow, Erev Shabbos, if you look, special thing was declared in Shemayim. They're opening up the Beis HaKvaros. Everybody's popping out. They're popping out, alive and well, but for 1 day. For 1 day, they've been to Shemayim and back, to heaven and back. A new movie coming out, Warner Brothers. To heaven and back, they've been, but so you have to make a movie out of it. It sounds like it's a whole good movie. But anyway, they have 1 day, they've been to heaven and back. They're able to pop out of us. You see Grandma John, Grandma Sam, Samantha, she's coming out. With Papa Joe, he's coming out. They're all coming out. They're coming out of the... And all of a sudden, for 1 day, can you imagine the scene of us? Mamash up in Harazesim, they pop out. Everybody's popping out like those, you know, those things that pop out in those kids. They're popping out, they jump out. Well, everybody's been to Shemayim and back. They know what's going on. They know the decrees. They know what's Olam Haba, how much you get for 1 second of Torah in this world, for every minute of Torah, for every minute of a mitzvah, because they know. And they know how much waste their time. I mean, if you don't get punished, well, how much of a schar they can get, everybody's saying. And now they're given the opportunity, 1 day back on earth. Let's see the scene, everybody's saying. You think what would happen? Uh-oh, I'm going to... T-O-W-N tonight. I gotta get one more in. I wanna be a king again. I'm going out. Can you imagine get me to that bar? I'm not going to the bar mitzvah. I'm going to a different bar. I'm mamish jumping out. They're jumping out. Every single person would run to the basement entrance right away. It'll be a mamish unbelievably filled up. No one they understand the MS. The bar may ram the chayyima. One day. Can you imagine how much to understand that we run to the basement entrance? Sfiras Oimer! There's a time in Machshir, the day is awesome. Every day is precious. And then we can go on and receive the Torah to realize that it's not just that day. There's only one day a year, man, Torah. Every day is precious. Every day is unique. Every day has to be accomplished. So the Rambam, the Talmud Chacham, once again, the Talmud, Shelo Yavsin, Echad min ha-leilos, Echad of the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He doesn't lose one night. And how many days go wasted? How many hours go wasted? How much time is thrown in the garbage? We don't kill time anymore, we strangle it. How much time is wasted? How much of our day is it? Where's the accomplishment we set forth on a day? What do we have at the end of the day? Indigestion. He ate so much this day. Mamish. He had the late snack. You know, you see these sometimes these hotels, the advertisers, they tell you, 24 hours has to be open the room. You gotta have a second. It has to be open for 24 hours. The tea room will be open. Just in case at 4 in the morning, you want sponge cake. Sorry, just woke up. I'm in the mood for a pina colada. It's out of commission. I saw once an time five, and we serve five meals a day. And at the swimming pool, there will be a burgers bar with chips. And just to get in case you get hungry after those five meals and snacking in the afternoon, the tea room will be open at night. All night, in case you want to eat more. See the guy coming back after his pace of vacation. I think we'll need a bigger car, Miriam. I think we'll have to go with the van. Yeah, but I'll just sit in the van. You take the small car. I need all eight seats. Push it back. Maybe we can feed this tiny baby in the back. I don't know. 24 hours a day, what's the chatter? But they advertise it. That means people want to hear about it. There used to be a 22 hour. I mean, the guy said, I'll outdo him. I'm going for the 26 hour, instead of the day, they can eat more. The bully to the cooler almond, I see. And the guy comes into what did you accomplish? This Pesach vacation. Time for uplifting, the time of Sfiras HaOmer, to count the days. The only thing he was counting is how many steaks he ate. How much toilet paper he used over Pesach. The hotel right after this guy. Excuse me, sir, 1,757 rolls is a little bit enough. We can't supply any more. The hotel will go into debt from your toilet paper. He buried the Kuli Alma, what's he doing? His whole life! Eat, go to the bathroom, sleep. Oh, I'm hungry again, sponge cake. My stomach hurts. 4 hours later, wow, I can't take this food. There he is, my breakfast! You got any pancakes? Well, he knows right down and well he's going straight for the J. Right after breakfast. Got any pancakes? The John Jay. Not the jacuzzi. It's insane, the boys. We're laughing. It's insane. You know what goes on? These houses have these pays on vacations. It's an eating orgy. Everybody comes back after pays to the shul. There's no more, there's not enough room on the benches in the shul. Wow, man. Yankee, you gained a little weight over Pesach. I thought you bought a new Pesach suit. That's your old suit. You had a few pounds. It tore in 7 feet apart places. The hips, the buttocks, tore everywhere. I came home with shorts. Kid says, Pella, to Pella the Gazach, and everybody's bragging how many meals they had. What did he do with Pesach? Did he get anything? Did he learn? Can learn anything from these days of Svira? Was he in charge with the power of a day? What a day means, what we can accomplish, what we can do, how far we can go. If we don't appreciate this, then we can't have it monitored. Because the Yisoid of Matan Torah was that we should be preoccupied Yom V'Layla with doing Hashem's Ratzon and learning His Torah. There's so much availability to accomplish a place in a day. We say all the famous Maaser of Yuvin Bengis, the Rosh of Beis Din, of Yerushalayim. We used to make a siyum every single year on Kol Hashas. 7.5 blot a day. Every single year. Every Rosh Hashanah, I think it was. Maybe the Shavuos. 2.5 weeks after Shavuos, he called his family together. He's making another Siyum Hashas. Family said, what's going on? You just made your yearly Siyum Hashas. No, this is going to be a different Siyum Hashas. This is going to be a much different Siyum Hashas. You see, I'm a Rav, and a Rav gets invited to many occasions, many different simchas, bris, bar mitzvahs, weddings, and you know Jewish people, they're exactly on time. But those times they're not on time, I take a little sefer, a small shas with me, and I learn 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. In 20 years, I finished the whole entire shas. The 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, I have this little shas. In the beginning of the shas, they put this story. A little shas, because he took that little shas with 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here. First, it goes to waste. Talk about barbie pins, chocolate covered peanuts, raisins. Talk about what you ate on Pesach at the hotel. For hours and hours and hours, and this guy opened up the shas. He learned 5 lines, 10 lines. Took him 20 years. Kol Hashas Abayzah. Imagine the symbol of your life in that time, that day. Used out. Okay, you go to Chassidah, Simchas Chassidah, Kala. It's beautiful. It's unbelievable. But there's so much time here and there. A guy goes to a doctor's office, you know, and he waits there. What's he doing over there? You know, looking at the stupid Time magazines over there, the same stupid things that they talk about over there, besides what they show over there. You take a sefer with you, right? Like Rashi Eretz Yisrael, I got to know they have from there. First time I came to Eretz Yisrael, you know, going to America, you see Sports Illustrated, Time magazine, talk to Office of Eretz Yisrael. You see Chumash, Enach, the identity, just my identity. He has old shas there. It's Gavald, it looks new, but he has old shas there. You know? No one heard the shmooze yet. But at the end of the day, you can accomplish it. You can make every day count. We're not going to have Rabbi Sai behold this Madrega the 5 minutes, Rabbi Sai. But during the time now, Rabbi Sai, and we know we're taking a little break now, it's off Shabbos. We're going up to celebrate with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Bar Yochai. I'm sure Rabbi Shimon's going to be very happy about celebration, Rabbi Sai. If we understand what Rav Shimon accomplished in his life. He writes the entire Zohar. It's with Galahadu Yuchidushim. He wasn't dancing for 20 to 36 hours straight. I'll give you that much. I'm not saying not to dance by Rav Shimon Chazkawa, but we have to realize these days between Pesach and Shavuos are very important to use out of Boisai to accomplish, to gain this extra Siyat Hashmala we said last week. That during this time they had to go to 96 levels, but they were 49 levels. And they were the Siyata Dishma in this time is unbelievable. But the most important lesson we have to learn about that is to makshiv what a day means in a life. The Barbei Rav, the Chad Yoim, understood. He was amazed. He had an unbelievable understanding what a day in a life means. One day in the base, Rabbi said. And every day, Rabbi said, we have to make it count. We have to use it out and accomplish. And Be'ezah Hashem, B'schus Zer, Rabbi said, we'll understand the chashivas of what one day is. Every day will add on to every day. It will be chashiv. And through that string of accomplishing every day, we'll reach our full potential to become choshev and choshev, that we, as we say, on the 50th day, after 49 straight days of counting, we eat the korban. That represents man. Till now, it was behema. Now we've understood your machshav, what life means, what a day means. We can now eat a korban. We can now be the true essence of man. And be zeichot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benevolence. We should be zeichot be'ez Hashem for the counting of the Sfira. We should be zeichot be'ez Hashem be'koroiv to understand what it means. What it means learning Hashem's Torah, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciating life that He's given us. And through that we should be zeichot be'koroiv to see the revelation of Hashem. Amen.